Now, for something completely different, researchers at CERN have managed to trap antihydrogen atoms for far longer than ever before. Every particle we know has an antiparticle, so anti-electrons, anti-protons, anti-neutrons, etc. And these seem to behave pretty much the same as their normal relations, but they have the opposite charge. And if, for example, an anti-electron meets a normal electron, they annihilate completely, releasing a huge amount of energy in the form of photons. Physicists don't understand why there's far more matter in the universe than antimatter, so they'd like to study antimatter in great detail to understand it. The problem is the only way to make antimatter is in violent collisions, so inevitably it ends up moving very, very, very fast, and unless your experiment is the size of a planet, you don't get very long to study it. And whilst you can slow down charged particles magnetically, if you want to study the details of anti-atoms, for example, an anti-electron orbiting an anti-proton, so anti-hydrogen, they're uncharged, so it's very, very hard to accelerate and decelerate them. But in November, researchers at CERN managed to trap 38 atoms of anti-hydrogen for a maximum of about 0.2 seconds. And now they've managed to trap over 300 anti-hydrogen atoms for a maximum of 1,000 seconds, or about 17 minutes.
Wow, yes, that's a long time.
Which actually gives them plenty of time to do experiments. So now they're going to move on to studying this anti-hydrogen and looking very carefully at the energy levels in the atoms.
So what sorts of questions are they going to ask? Now they've got it bottled, so to speak, what will they be asking of it?
Well, the first one is it behave like normal hydrogen? Because sort of, is it energetically the same? Possibly even would it form a hydrogen anti-hydrogen molecule? That sort of question. And the other really, really fascinating one is that no one knows whether antiparticles are attracted or repelled by gravity.
Really?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't they be then?
Well, I mean, they seem to be opposite in other ways. So it's just possible they might have an anti-gravity effect and they might be repelled.
So if they weren't attracted by gravity, what would happen? And what could be the consequence for cosmology?
Well, for example, that could mean that there's a load of antimatter sitting out a long way away from all the normal matter, because if they repel each other, they're going to fly apart, and that means there could be far more antimatter out there. No one seems to be able to see it, but there could be a lot more out there. That could entirely change the way we think the universe works.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that, Dave.